Are you all awake out there?
Yeah,
brother. Hola to you too, and salutations and hallucinations to you too. Well, it is good to be here once again at Heritage Baptist Church. I am no stranger to this church. You may be a stranger to me. I see some new faces, and I'm going to put that down a little bit here.
Heritage Heroes, I'm sorry, I forgot. You're out of here.
Heritage Heroes.
Sixth grade and down.
All right. Heritage Heroes are dismissed. Brother Ortez, how come you're not going? He said six and down.
Woo!
Brother. He graduated? No. Oh, amen. Well, it is good to be here. And I'm Pastor Jim Price, Vision Baptist Church of Leduc, Alberta. Anyone know where Leduc, Alberta is? Well, amen. You're my friends. And the rest of you, well, we're working on being friends. Amen. We are about 15 minutes south of Edmonton. We have been there next year, 25 years.
Amen.
And I've been in, my wife has been part of that church longer than I've been part of that church. She beat me by, 2 weeks, I think. But anyway, I've been pastoring it there since 1995. Jim Rowe is, some of you know Jim Rowe, missionary to Cuba. And he is my pastor, and I followed him. And I've been there since 95, so we're coming up 20 years next year. I've been pastoring that church. My wife's been pastoring me, amen?
Yeah.
And I have known your pastor for about all of that time, and your pastor's wife, and I appreciate you folks. I appreciate and I love your pastor and his wife, and it's just good to see some familiar faces, good to see some new faces, amen? And I don't know, some of you may remember, we came down with our Bible publishing ministry 2005, I think that was. Anyone remember that? Well, I'll give you just a, by the way, our church is doing good. We're building and battling, amen. We go like this and just like church life, amen. But God has been good and to us. And the scripture printing ministry, we were able to bring in the largest load that we've ever brought in for John and Romans, for bringing it in, and then we're going to take it out and put it out into communities and all over the world. We brought in 225,000 John and Romans last year, or just about a month ago, and 50,000 for the Tagalog language for Philippines, also 25,000 English John and Romans that are also going to go to the Philippines. And so we are very excited about what God is doing in that ministry. Phil Smith heads that up. Some of you remember Brother Phil and his wife Hilda. He is going on at work right now part-time, starting in June, so he'll be able to can do a lot more with the ministry, and we're very excited about that. 10 years ago was the Bible publishing ministry started. Our first project, we did 500, wasn't it? John and Romans. And this last September, we went to a church and we did 53,000 French John Romans for a church plant in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And so God has just done a great work, and we're just as happy about going to a church and doing 500 John Romans as doing 50,000 John Romans. We'll drive for either, amen? Because that's not the issue. The issue is getting the Word of God, the good old King James Bible in English, amen, into the hands of people. And so one day, brother, you've got to have us back. That was a paid commercial announcement. Amen. Turn in your Bibles, please. Your pastor said 8:30. He's going to walk out whether I'm done or not. So you have to listen real fast, and I got to preach real fast. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. Are you all comfortable tonight? You're doing okay? Anyone need a lazy boy or something like that, you know? Brother Donahue, lazy boy? Come on. My message is comfortable Christianity, by the way. That's what I'm preaching on tonight, comfortable Christianity. And sometimes I think we get way too comfortable, amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, stand with me. We're just going to read 10 verses, if you'll allow me to do that. Verse 1, but of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, see the comfortable, amen, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Let's pray. Father, bless our time. Thank you for the songs that we've heard tonight and the challenge that has already been given forward through the ministry of music. And Lord, I pray that we would not forget the messages that we heard in that, and that Christ would be our all in all, and that we'd make sure there is no place in our heart that's hidden. So Lord, help us to not be comfortable Christians, but uncomfortable Christians. And Lord, that we would glorify you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I'm going to move around. Which mic would I take for moving? On. And we're good? Okay, just in case I move around. There's a fellow in Canada named Pierre Burton. He's actually dead now. He was not a Christian, but he wrote a book many years ago about Christianity in Canada called The Comfortable Pew. Now, you understand when he said Christianity, or I use that in relation to him, he is not a believer. He's religious. He said this, it has all been forgotten that Christianity began as a revolutionary religion whose followers embraced an entirely different set of values from those held by other members of society. Those original values are still in conflict with the values of contemporary society. Yet religion today has become as conservative as far as the force of the original Christians were in conflict with it. Why is it that the church of today is afraid to speak loudly and with a radical voice? Perhaps it's because the church, like so many of its members, is afraid to look ridiculous. It ought to be making front page headlines regularly by advocating what is absolutely counter to the general thrust of society. But it does not do so. How many Christian ministers today go to jail for their beliefs? We have become comfortable in our Christianity. Comfortable in our Christianity. I like comfort, amen. I have a 02 Olds Aurora. It has leather seats and they're heated. I like that comfort in the middle of winter, amen. Put that button on and it warms them seats up. I like being comfortable, amen. But sometimes we just get too comfortable, don't we? And we become very in a comfort zone. Paul said this, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things which are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak. Who is offended, and I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities." Doesn't sound like too comfortable, amen? Sounds like he was pretty uncomfortable in his Christianity. Sounds like he stepped out of his comfort zone to reach someone for Christ. How to recognize if you're comfortable in your Christianity. Just give you a few thoughts on how to recognize if you're comfortable in your Christianity. Number one, unwilling to make sacrifices or uncomfortable in making them. Unwilling to make sacrifices or uncomfortable when you do make them. How willing are we to be inconvenienced for the Lord? Amen? How willing are we to be inconvenienced for the Lord Jesus Christ and for His glory, for His honor, for His work? How willing are we to be going across the street? How willing are we to, if the pastor calls for a prayer meeting at 6 a.m. in the morning? You know, I fear to ever do that in my church. I'm afraid to say that. Because I'm afraid not even the preacher would show up. You laugh. But I had to ask myself that question. Would I be willing to get up at 6 a.m. and be at the church at 6 a.m. for a prayer meeting? Or am I too comfortable in my Christianity to get up that early? We call prayer meetings and Wednesday night prayer meetings. For you guys, it's Wednesday. For us, it's Thursday. And it's the least attended meeting of the week. At least in Canada, it is. Is that the same down here? We're too comfortable. Amen? We don't want to be inconvenienced. And boy, if we have to be at church 3 times a week, oh, that's too much. I have a life to lead. We get too comfortable and we're unwilling to make a sacrifice for the Lord. We don't take out gospel tracts and give them out. What if somebody looks at us funny? Amen? We're unwilling to make sacrifices. Secondly, we're too preoccupied with the mundane or with the things that don't really matter. I say this to our folks, so many times I get caught up with life, I forget to live. I get too caught up with life, I forget to live. You know, we get too caught up with the little things of life. You know, as a pastor of a small church, I get caught up in administration. Oh, that administration. The problem is I don't mind administration, but I get so caught up in the administration, I forget what is important. What is really important is people. Amen? It's not satisfying the government for this document and for that document. We have to do it. But we get so caught up in the mundane and the nasty now and making sure everything is right in our life, we forget what's really important. We forget that people are important. I better not tell you too much about myself. You won't like me anymore. But anyway, So we get preoccupied with the mundane or the things that don't really matter. In Luke, Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. I'm not very good with some of the F. Hebrews says, "Lay aside every weight and the sin which so doth easily beset us." Folks, we can get so caught up. You know, many times it's not the sin that stops us, it's the weights. It's the things that are okay to do, amen? It's the things that are not sin. It's right to do some of these things, but they become weights in our life and they weigh us down and we get caught up in the in those weights, and we like that. We get comfortable with those weights. We get caught up in the mundane. Third thought for you, how to recognize if you are comfortable in your Christianity is you have a negative spirit. You know, we're in the van today, and I think it was my wife read something about, you know, husbands and wives, and we can get caught up in looking at someone's faults. I think there was a story. How did it go? Oh, the husband and wife were married for 2 years, and they sat down and they said, "You know, it's time for us to really open up and get to know each other and list five things that you bother you." And the wife said, "Okay, I'll go first." And she said to the husband, "Listen, the way you open the grapefruit really bothers me." You know, the toilet paper routine, which way does it go? Does it go over or does it go under? Well, everybody knows it goes over, amen? Amen? I mean, there is no way that it goes under. But anyways, so the wife goes through her list of five things, and then the man, it's his turn. He says, "Honey, I can't think of one." I don't know if it's a true story or not, but boy, that's the way it ought to be. Amen. Jesus, yeah, he knew which side his bread was buttered, right, brother? you know, we can so easily see the negative, can't we? And we focus on the negative things. You know, when we deal with people, we're going to see a lot of negative, aren't we? Pretty easy to see the negative in somebody when they don't match up to what we are. Because, of course, we're almost perfect, right? Well, we think we are. And we always look at somebody else and match them up with us. Comfortable Christianity. We focus on the outward and not what's here. So why should we get away from comfortable Christianity? I have 7 minutes. Number one. Does comfortable Christianity glorify God? Why are we here? Whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all for the glory of God. That's why we're here, amen? We're not here just to look pretty. Some of us look prettier than others, amen? Some of us look more handsome than others, amen? But that's not why we're here. We're not here to build little kingdoms in our life. We're here to glorify God. And so we have to ask that question, is does our life glorify God, or is it more wrapped up in me? Is it glorifying God, my actions, my attitudes, my Christianity as a whole? Does it glorify God, or is it all about me? That's a hard question. We get very me-focused. So what are we doing? Glorifying me, aren't we? Glorifying me. Second, remember that we don't belong to ourselves. We're not our own. So we're first to glorify God, and we're second, remember that we're not our own. We're God's. And so does our Christianity, does it, is it for God or is it for me? You know, I worked a union job. Anyone ever work a union job? Oh, man. Oh, man. I remember this guy. I started there and he said, slow down, slow down. You're making us look bad. And then that turkey, he became a boss. And you know what he did? He got the whip out. What a hypocrite. Anyway, moving on. You know, we belong to God, so our life ought to be something that is God glorifying and not unionized Christianity, just the bare minimum, amen? Not just the bare minimum as a Christian, because we don't belong to ourselves. Third thought, why we should get away from comfortable Christianity, we're redeemed. Hey, remember that? How's that song? Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. You remember the day you got saved? Christ did something very uncomfortable so you wouldn't have to spend eternity in a very uncomfortable place. Amen. He did something. He went out of the comfort zone. He left the glories of heaven. Amen. He left the comfort of heaven and he came down and he became a man. How uncomfortable is that? Getting into man's skin. Can you imagine getting into someone else's skin? That is very uncomfortable. And he died on the cross. He took our beating and paid the sin debt so that we might have eternal life, so that we might have a good heaven, amen? That we might have a comfortable eternity, if you will. Praise the Lord. We're redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. We have redemption. Why should we get out of comfortable Christianity? Because people are dying and going to hell. Amen? And we're the only answer. Did you know that the church is the hope of the world? Not the homeschool movement? Uh-oh, did I step on someone's... I tell you, in Canada, that's a big thing, amen? Is the homeschool movement has taken the place of church. Folks, it's the church that's the hope of the world, amen? It's not the homeschool movement. That just adds value to the family, which adds value to the church. Folks, people are dying and going to hell, and we are the only answer. Next thought, we will stand before God at Judgment Day for our Christianity. How did you live? You know, I remember early in my life, work life, when a boss walked by, everybody straightened up. And they looked busy. And then the boss went by and, you know, everybody was comfortable again. But you, boss, oh, you kind of look busy. You know, God knows when we're not looking busy, amen? He may not be walking by your desk today or tomorrow, but He knows. And we're going to stand before God to receive what we've done in our body, whether it be good or bad. Not for our sin, amen, it's all paid, but for what we've done in our body. And last thought for you, and I'm done, because we can make a difference. We can make a difference. You know, sometimes we get the thought that we cannot make a difference in somebody's life. Folks, we can make a difference. We've got the Bible, amen. We have the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. Amazing. He's given us a ministry. He's given us talents and gifts and abilities. Everybody has talents, gifts, and abilities. Amen. Doesn't matter how old or how young you are. You all have a talent and ability. You notice I put that Americanism in there for you. Y'all. It's funny. You get Americans come up to Canada and they say, hey. But they always put it in the wrong place. So you always know an American, eh? Hey, we can make a difference in someone's life, amen? We can make a difference. God has put us here to make a difference to the one next door, the one that you work with, the one across the street, the family member. We're here to make a difference. Let's get out of comfortable Christianity. Let's not get too comfortable. All right, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Pastor.
Father, we thank you for that message tonight. Certainly behooves us to be more busy about serving you. And Lord God, I pray tonight, if there be anyone here tonight that just, God, you're just speaking to them about these things, I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would come before you and beg your name, Lord God, and ask for help and strength during this time. Lord, it's not easy to be a Christian, but it's not good not to be a Christian. It's not easy to proclaim your word of God, but it is easy because the Holy Spirit will work in us and through us and in us and about us. And Lord God, I pray that you would help us to be more like you, that we would be vigilant, that we would be strong, and that we would, as Paul begged the people of the churches, pray that God would give him boldness to preach the word of God, boldness to pass out prayer, and boldness to speak our love to others about the love of Christ. Heads about, eyes are closed. You're here tonight and you say, preacher, there is some place in my life God has certainly touched me about. Tonight as I listen to that preacher preach, you're here tonight, God speak to your heart. Would you raise your hand and say, that's me. That's me. Amen. My. Amen. That's me. Thank God for that. I'm glad you know. I'm always worried about people that don't know. Father in heaven, I pray tonight that you'd be with us now as we go to our separate homes. Keep us safe. We love you, Lord God. Please, Lord, I pray that you just do a great work in our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I said you would get an offering plate.